I've been inundated with emails and posts and the like in regards to the struggle that many West Australian hospitals have at the moment trying to get their hands on enough PPE, personal protective equipment, particularly in our regions. And when I woke up this morning, I read a story at the sydneymorningherald.com.au, smh.com.au, with the headline, "The Chinese-backed company's mission to source Australian medical supplies." What you're about to hear from the very, very talented investigative journalist Kate McClymont will really, really disappoint you. She joins us live on the program this afternoon. G'day, Kate.
Hello, Oliver.
This is disappointing to hear that this Chinese government-backed global property giant Greenland Group, which has been operating in Sydney, decided to down the tools of their daily jobs and start to stock up on bulk supplies of PPE and the like.
Well, yes, and look, this was happening throughout January and February. And look, to be fair to them, you know, we have to think that at that time we had, I think by the 13th of February, we only had 15 cases of coronavirus in Australia. That's now more than 2,300. But I've now found a second Chinese property developing company, a company that was formerly called Country Garden, it's now called Rizland. Around the same time, it shipped out 90 tons worth of medical supplies to China. So it looks like this was an organized shipment, you know, back to China, which was in the middle of its own, you know, crisis in Wuhan. But it does, I think, go some way to explaining perhaps why we've had a shortage in medical supplies, because a lot of it seemed to have gone to China to help them out during their moment of need.
Yeah, so they're taking surgical masks, thermometers, antibacterial wipes, hand sanitizers, gloves and Panadol for shipping. Explains, as you say, Kate, why we're really struggling in Australia to get our hands on these items right now.
Well, and it also makes you wonder as to, you know, why the government allowed this to happen. I mean, as I was saying, that the second company that I found today, as I said, they shipped out 90 tons worth.
Wow.
This is on the 24th of February this year. So this was at a time, like from the end of January, our own medical experts were saying we are facing a critical shortage of masks, of surgical gloves. So I'm just not sure how this was allowed to happen. I mean, I know that there was a crisis overseas, but now our own medical experts are saying we are lacking in gloves, in, you know, as you said, PPE equipment. And I don't know, it certainly raises questions.
It does. Well, we're a hospital about an hour and a half down the road from where we are in Perth in Bunbury. So it's a rather larger regional town, Kate. There are doctors' wives going on Facebook setting up groups asking anyone to donate whatever they can, any types of masks, any type of PPE. And when I read your story this morning, I just really wish that we were given a little bit more notice, a little bit more of an indication here as a country, as Australia, as the rest of the world was, Kate, in regards to what situation we're in right now with this global pandemic, and we could have been hopefully a little bit better prepared.
I know it's really scary when you look at Italy and Spain. You know, for instance, on the 22nd of February, there was one death in Italy, one death. And now I think that they're over 7,000, you know, 4 weeks later, 7,000 deaths. So it is kind of terrifying. And when you think that our medical workers are the ones that, you know, there's that thing called viral load, like repeated exposure. And if we're not able to provide them with proper medical equipment, medical supplies, protection, I think it's just only going to put them more at risk of, you know, hopefully what's not to come down the track. But it is scary that we think that we don't have our own healthcare workers adequately provided for.
It certainly is. Kate McClymont will read all about it here on our home landing page, watoday.com.au, but of course in the Sydney Morning Herald and the Age newspapers. Thank you so very much for your time this afternoon.
Oh, Oliver, it's been my pleasure.
That is Kate McClymont, the investigative reporter with the Nine Publishing Group.